Okay, dear friends, with us in the lesson, Mexico, Toluca, 10 number 9, Moscow, 10 number 10, 10 number 35 from Petach Tikva, Kiev, 10 number 2, and Emma Moshavot.
מתוך תפילה, קודם תפילה של נועם אלימלך.
A prayer before the prayer by Noam Elimelech. May it please you, O Lord, God of our fathers, who hears the outcry of pleas and listens to the voice of the prayers of his people Israel with mercy, to prepare our hearts, establish our thoughts, and send our prayers in our mouths. Do lend your ear to the voice of the prayer of your servants who pray to you with an outcry and a broken spirit.
ותחזק את קשרותנו באהבה אליך.
And strengthen, brace our ties of love to you, as it is known that all will be bringing contentment unto you. This is our foremost aim. And should we not have the wit to aim our hearts to you, you will teach us, so we may truly know the aim of your goodwill. And for all that, merciful and gracious God, we pray before you to accept our prayers with mercy and goodwill. Amen. Would that be so?
And now, let's begin our workshop in preparation for the lesson. And the question is, how do we aim ourselves prior to the prayer, so that our prayer will be accepted?
So how to prepare our hearts for the prayer so it will be accepted. Prepare to be accepted, it has to come from a need, and a need can only come from the connection between us. An individual can't reach a true need. Only a 10 is the only vessel where the prayer is answered.
And therefore, the correct preparation will be to pray for one another, to ask for one another, even if it's not real. But at least to understand that this is the direction. If we don't pray for one another, then our prayer will certainly not rise.
For the prayer to be accepted, we need to go through all these questions that we've been hearing from Rav. What did I come for? Why did I wake up? What is this 10? And the prayer from the whole 10, that is the prayer. That it's from us as one.
And the examination for that is, first of all, to see the greatness of the friends. First of all, I value and appreciate greatly those who are here next to me. And if I'm in gratitude, I have gratitude for the Creator for having put me into the best, most goal-oriented environment. I've been awarded with sitting among them.
And along with that comes the feeling of the dependency on the friends, that you feel that you're dependent on them. Without them, they won't attain, and without me, they won't attain.
To ask of the Creator to give us the direction, the thoughts, so that the prayer for the friends will be more and more real.
To remember that only together, not to pray alone, there is no such thing that one of us can depict the desired state on his own. It's not human. So the first thing, maybe the only thing you can do, is that every action, every turn, every effort, to start it in a mutual way.
And besides that, I also, in order to be in such a common vessel, I need to be the smallest of everyone. I need to want to integrate into this clique called the Ten. So much that I feel a higher form of existence than my current one, which I want to develop into, to transfer into.
That I exist only as a representative of the Ten. That is my destiny in life.
As if our intentions, our prayers connect in the place where the Ten exists in a perfect form, that's the center. And there, the Creator reorganizes our prayers, making of them the correct prayer. He teaches us how to pray.
For this, we need to be, to aim towards Him. That all of this action of the connection will be to be a vessel which is suitable, and the Shekhinah is that He will dwell in us.
He will dwell in us only if we demand and have this strong desire, very strong desire for Him to act through us, to be servants or an instrument for that power of bestowal, love and giving, to be able to act through us.
It's all results of the actions of the light that reforms. We draw it when we develop the tendency to come closer between us.
Make an effort to be closer in our task today, in this workshop, to be as one. Each one speaks from the center of the ten. And in this speech, there is a common prayer to the Creator.
Meaning we have to be aimed exactly opposite of our natural tendency we have for ourselves, to be aimed not for ourselves, towards the ten, towards the group, towards the Creator.
And to be directed towards the Creator for the sake of the ten. Like someone who's grown up big and cares for the small ones out of love, not condescendence, but love. He has a role which, if he does that, he will be that, and if not, then not.
Because we're really one. And if one of us won't perform his role completely, so none of us will advance and reach it. That's our mutual guarantee between us, the commitment of each and every one to be in maximum, to be in an acceleration, to be in a constant awakening to reach the goal.
It's not about how it's as if we're running towards an open door, trying to bash in an open door. The lights from the complete perfect state that already exists shine on us. We don't have to invent something new. We just have to want to aspire to discover something that already exists within us.
Let's hold on to our friends in Arvut that are speaking. We're speaking of our friends to speak from the center of the ten. And we're helping every friend that's speaking now that he will be the representative of our ten before the Creator.
Soon we'll continue with quiet preparation, but first, let's read Rav's words. We have to pray to the Creator. I say it with all seriousness. The ten prays together for a few minutes and asks for what it thinks is important for them. It is important for them to receive these discernments and feel these things and receive strength for it. Turn to the Creator. Sit together for a few minutes and ask. Each one quietly, with himself. This is very important.